Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome back to Star Wars Minute. It's the daily podcast where we analyze, scrutinize, and celebrate the Star Wars movies one minute at a time. I'm Pete the Retailer from PeteTheRetailer.com.
I'm Alex Robinson from ComicBookAlex.com.
And I'm Ralph Atanasia from TV's Cake Boss and Buddy vs. Duff.
Welcome back, Ralph.
How you doing, guys?
Doing all right.
It's been a minute.
It's been a Star Wars minute.
Star Wars minute.
Wow, that was a short episode. Good one, guys. Let's move on to the next minute.
Yeah,
I'm sure there'll be a lot more to talk about tomorrow.
the minute in question, the minute that we're here to discuss, the minute that you've joined us for, 126. That's 2 hours and change being 6 minutes of Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens.
Dr. Math over here, bringing out all his numbers.
126 starts with Rey dissolving into a rocky promontory, and it ends with Rey discovering a gray, shrouded mystery man. Ooh.
Rocky Promontory was the name of the bassist in my old funk rock band.
There's weird, like, the actual clip of this minute, it's almost looks like a YouTube artifact or something, where it's mid-dissolve, so you see kind of weird mountain and Rey superimposed.
Yeah, Rey. I think along with that, you also see a drop of golden sun.
Oh, yeah. Superimposed. So this is, as we mentioned, kind of when we were prepping just now in the green room, we see this beautiful Skellig Michael. This is a lot of wonderful shot. Did we mention, I have to go back and look if I wrote it down, but did we talk about how the last line of dialogue was a little while ago? Like, when it actually happened, I don't know if we, mentioned
it's
it.
True.
I don't
know if
we knew. No, I don't remember.
Dialogue, but
I don't think we realized it.
The very last line in the movie is Leia telling Rey, "May the Force be with you."
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so here we are, World Heritage Site, Skellig Michael.
Yeah.
Bunch of birds that are not yet porgs.
Yeah, no, where are the porgs and where are the caretakers?
Yeah, they're just burbs in this one.
They're.
I think I understand JJ had a lot of the birds removed just rather than have to CGI them.
Get them, like, exterminated?
No one really looked into it. He just said, "I want these birds gone by the time we're filming."
They just had a bunch of guys in tweed opening and closing umbrellas at them going, "Tuk, tuk, 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 tuk."
Actually, you know what I think happened is he had them all cleared.
Yep.
He had them all cleared, and then he, afterwards, he was like, "You know, the birds look good," and he had them all put in computer generatedly.
So he had them cleared, like he had them stand by, to take a picture with the little likeness release.
Yeah. They're chasing down each bird, trying to get them to sign a release.
Yeah, good luck. It's a lot easier to just put up a sign that says, by staying in this location, you're agreeing to appear in blah, 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 and giving up. Oh, my goodness, I had a burp. Well,
that's all on the sign.
Yeah, it's standard. It's boilerplate.
Nobody really reads it. So when you get to the burp part, it's yeah, Skellig Michael, there are over 600 steps
in the
climb that Ray is partaking here. And of course, since this is Star Wars Minute, I had to look that up. And I didn't have, I don't know if there are any steps on the Enterprise, but I compared it to the Empire State Building, the annual, is it? Kind of like race, stair climbing race. To the 86th floor involves 1,576 steps. So
it's like half an Empire State Building.
A third? No.
Whoa, look out, everybody. Dr. Numbers is back.
I felt cheap.
That's what people tune in for.
Yeah.
It's that classic Star Wars Minute character. I don't remember if it was Dr. Math or Dr. Numbers now.
So yeah, that the Rey's getting her cardio today.
Yeah, and she's in her new adventure outfit, her little cold shoulder suit there.
Right.
Does like Luke have to go up and down those stairs every single time he wants to go down to like the beach?
To the beach.
I mean, we know he has some. Well, we don't know yet because we haven't seen The Last Jedi, but I suspect he has other ridiculous means of locomotion about that island.
You think so? You think he has Jedi drop? He could just jump down and land. Oh, he separated himself from the Force. He can't use the Force anymore.
No, yeah, like I don't want to just. If I had to surmise, I would say he was probably pole vaulting
down to the bottom.
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe you slide. It's like a bat pole.
Mm.
Maybe he's got a pulley or like a basket with a winch.
Right. Or I think he just has the caretakers put him in a wagon and
carry the who?
The caretakers?
What are you talking about?
They're not here. Like, you can't see them. They're just off screen, like the mini rigs.
You know what? This might be in the next movie, which I haven't seen yet because I've been watching it 1 minute at a time along with this podcast.
Right.
Oh, boy. I think we might have spoiled a few things for you.
Yeah.
That's all right.
There are caretakers.
Wait, were you saying there are caretakers
they
like ours?
To us.
Or
all
your caretakers.
These are Alex and
us.
Pete's caretakers.
These are our caretakers.
Someday.
I would really like the weird alien caretakers to be like if I ever am in some kind of convalescent home or what's the place where people go to die peacefully?
Hospice?
Yeah, hospice.
Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh. Florida. Florida is where people go to die.
Florida is not where they go to die peacefully. That's where they go to die sweating and dodging bullets.
Did you hear about this guy? This is another Florida man, magnificent. He was arrested like minutes after being released from jail.
Oh, I think I saw a headline of that, and for some reason they used.
Yeah, he went to jail for Grand Theft Auto. And then minutes after being released, was arrested again for checking the handles on all the cars in the parking lot because he was trying to steal one to drive away.
Wow.
Star Wars.
I can't decide if he is a dumb criminal or just a bold criminal. He's like, they would never suspect someone of stealing a car in the police parking lot. They would never even think to look for someone.
It's like, anyway. Said, like Vizzini for The Princess Bride.
Right.
Like, only a fool would suspect me of stealing a car from the police parking lot. But since I know you're not fools, idiot.
It's pretty good. Did you go on Princess Bride Minute with that?
No, but I'm Sicilian, so.
So this we know is a real location. What is it? Michael Riggs? What is it?
Yep, Michael Riggs.
Michael Riggs.
Tim Riggins.
I wish I didn't know that it was a real place because I think it's. I would assume that this was CGI if I did not know this was a real place. You know what I mean? So I guess I like the fact that it's a real place, but I kind of like not knowing better. Although I guess then I would have assumed it was CGI and been grumbling about how everything's CGI. I don't know. But I think it's a cool location.
No pleasing you, Star Wars fans.
It's true. It's true. Yeah. Give us what we think we want and we'll hate you for it. So, but I, nonetheless, it is a cool location, and I applaud them getting something, you know, because they're kind of running out of earthly biomes to use. So good work for finding a new place.
And I'm just gonna tack on to that. Star Wars has the most boring locations.
What do you mean?
It's a science fiction movie franchise full of all like weird aliens, and like occasionally you'll be on like a space station or a space station. That's my space station. You'll be on one of those. We're veering very Princess Bride this minute.
That's true.
Like you'll have a spaceship or you know, like occasionally, like what's that weird glowing planet where they kill Aayla Secura? Fallujah?
Yeah, that's a good one. That is a truly alien looking environment.
Yeah, but then everything else is always like the rock planet. This is the water planet. This is the planet where it's all snow.
Right.
And so, like, you know, Skellig Michael, while it's a beautiful island with, like, you know, cool little stone buildings, it's just got, like, regular-ass earth grass and, like, a yellow flower. It's just normal earth plants. And, yeah, that's always sort of, like, Endor is just, it has tiny little furry man-eating warriors, but it's just
and
the Redwood Forest.
Can you think of sci-fi environments that you have seen in movies that you're like, that's a genuinely alien environment?
I want to back up and say, not only is Endor just the forest, it's just the forest closest to Lucasfilm.
Right? It's like the backyard of Lucasfilm.
Literally. It's like they were like, oh, we need to, okay, let's just go here.
How about a planet that's all strip malls?
It's like, and I hate to jump ahead because we haven't seen the movies because we're all watching them 1 minute at a time, but like Crait in The Last Jedi, like the mineral planet. I'm like, isn't that planets?
They're all mineral planets?
Yeah.
I'm not a Scientographer here, but...
You're not Dr. Numbers.
No, look, that guy, he knows the math. I think it might be Dr. Math. I wish I could remember good.
Well, yeah, what are some good examples from outside of Star Wars?
What about that nonsense planet in The Dark Crystal?
Is that a different planet or is that a fantasy realm?
Whatever. What's the difference?
One's sci-fi, one is fantasy.
Well, I mean, if we're going to split hairs, Star Wars isn't really science fiction.
Well, no, you're right.
What were we talking about? Islands?
What's a good... I'm trying to think of a good sci-fi location.
It's hard, because they generally just use barren versions of, you know, like Starship Troopers. They're just on rocky planets. Star Trek, they just go to rocky planets all the time.
Enemy Mine had a weird kind of planet.
Yeah.
It didn't have just regular trees and regular, you know, like it was at least a set that they made.
Yeah, and I like, you know... Like, spruce it up a little bit, you know, throw in some, like, you know, red grass or, like, blue trees or something.
Right, just something.
Rick and Morty, I think, has a bunch of weird animated, but like, I was going to say, well, that's animated, but most sci-fi backgrounds are animated anyway, so they could totally just have...
Right, and, like, know, this stuff. And this is Star Wars we're talking about. It's not, like, you know, some low-budget science fiction movie. Like, they have the money.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Even low-budget science fiction movies have the money these days.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, if you're talking about like, you know, like Crait, just using that example again, like it's not like they found a red rock planet that had weird mineral snow that fell. That had to be made using movie wizards.
And pour real snow, real salt all over the place.
Oh, is that how they did it? Mm-hmm. Just a bunch of guys up on ladders with salt shakers.
They found a rocky crag and they painted it red. They had a whole bunch of guys paint it red.
Olive Garden waiter up there with the long black pepper grinder. And they're like, no, just salt.
They should have had the First Order riding in on giant slugs. And then when they got to the salt border, they'd be like, That would be cool.
Well, this was poorly thought out.
Weirdly, I'm into the idea of giant slugs. It seems like I know in practice, in execution, I'd probably hate it.
I think in the wildlife of Star Wars, there's definitely, that's the book I think I've talked about every time I've been on this show. There's definitely drawings from Dagobah of some kind of giant slugs that I think might have been based on old Ralph McQuarrie drawings too, but I don't want to be tied to that. You know, saying that.
I guess the problem with riding slugs is they're pretty slow. Like, you'd have to really be lazy to ride a giant slug around.
And I am.
Tell me more.
All due respect.
You're like, well, they'll get you there, but not in a hurry, and not over rough terrain. You gotta keep them away from salt. They can't breathe in the what if it rains? And they get tired very easily. I'm
also
sold.
You will get slimy.
Go on. Shut up and take my money.
Speaking of real world things that look like things from the real world, both the actual, you know, our human experience and possibly the MTV show The Real World. Rey looks kind of like she's wearing Dr. Martin's boots as she climbs this.
I'm down with that.
There's little tags in the back that look, you know, I'm sure it's just part of the design, but they look almost like the telltale kind of Dr. Martin's airwear tags that, it looks like she's
with bouncing soles.
Exactly.
Do you think she, I asked earlier in the movie where she gets her clothes. Where does she get those clothes? So do you think she got new shoes when she went to the, resistance? Did they give her a new pair of shoes instead of those desert, slippers? Maybe they gave her more security boots.
Do you think what
she has a different outfit, so she did change her entire outfit.
Yeah. Do you think Rey is stylish for that universe, or those are just utilitarian clothes, or what do you think Rey's style is compared to other people?
I think she thinks it's really cool to have your bare shoulders exposed, not your arms or the part where your arms touch your torso exposed.
So on Rey's outfit here, because one of the big critiques I have of this movie is that it's just Star Wars greatest hits all in one movie.
Uh-huh.
And like, there almost isn't a scene or a character that isn't like a visual nod or a callback or an echo of something in a previous movie. But like, Rey very much is our Luke, and in, you know, through most of this movie, she's in like her sandy desert colored desert clothes, like Luke in A New Hope. And then, my goodness, I have really got the burps tonight. I am disgusting. I'm sorry, you guys.
What's funny is I generally can't even hear them, so all I hear is you talking about how much you're burping. So
yeah, that's great. I'm always I will sell me out at the drop of a hat. But so she goes from that to like her gray Next Stage of the Adventure outfit, just like Luke has in Bespin, like his Empire Strikes Back outfit. It's a little like,
I never even thought of that she's basically wearing the Rey version of the Bespin fatigues.
Yeah, I hate how on the nose it is at points.
She definitely should have hosted a Muppet show with these.
Oh my God, I would have loved that, because she's so darn charismatic.
I heard they wanted her to do the Muppet Show, but they couldn't get her identical cousin to agree come on.
Yeah, it's hard to get that.
Pansy Bebop Ridley or whatever.
What?
Her name is Daisy Jazz Isabel Ridley. And so all of her other sisters have flower names too. So I
like that for her musical counterpop. You went with Bebop. Did you do that because it's me? Because I love Bebop and Rocksteady.
Yeah.
Because I do love Bebop and Rocksteady, man. When are they going to be in one of the Star Wars movies?
I remember one of them was the wrestler Sheamus. So who was the other one?
Gary Anthony Williams.
Okay.
It's from the comedic actor. He was Uncle Ruckus on the Boondocks.
Right, right. Nice.
Yeah.
I bet.
I thought he was really good.
I bet he would get in, what, maybe at least on the, like, Clone Wars or something.
Yeah, he does a lot of voice acting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see. Has he done any...
Is he in the Star Wars universe yet?
He's on Starcraft. Maybe he's got that. They're like, well, you can't do both star things.
I found the website. JJ? I found the website that made those purple visor sunglasses that he wore in that Ninja Turtles movie, but they are all sold out, and I was heartbroken because I would have looked eBay? Real stupid in those.
Why you can't just be like, hey, I'm from TV. In the back.
Yeah, you would be amazed at how much people just do not care.
I'm supposed to say I care. There you go.
So did you find the information about Uncle Buckles?
No, I was trying to figure out if, I didn't want to be scrolling, reading off somebody's filmography while we're here. It doesn't look like. It looks like he did StarCraft and no Star Wars yet. So
we'll that's all right. Star Wars.
Well, speaking of Bespin fatigues and Luke Skywalker, does Luke Skywalker know that Rey is landed? Does he know she's landed and is purposely just waiting up at making her climb all the steps? That's her first test as a Jedi student, is you have to make sure you have the calves. It's like the physical fitness test. She has to get to the top of that mountain just to qualify.
Well, I mean, he would have heard the spaceship, right?
I don't know.
Maybe.
And probably seen it.
Because he sees...
I don't know.
Again, skipping ahead...
Well, you want to save it then? You want to save it for...
Not skipping ahead to tomorrow. Skipping ahead to the next movie. I mean, two movies from now. I've been given an update.
Uh-oh.
Sorry. I heard everybody shouting at their iPhones and iPads over the as they're listening to this. They were all yelling so loudly that Gary Anthony Williams voiced Riff Tamson in the opening three episodes of season 4 of Star Wars: The Clone Wars.
Oh yeah, see, I knew that.
Yeah,
that Riff Tamson.
I heard it through that, and then he was also a couple of voices in Rebels. And
ooh.
Thanks for shouting, everybody. I heard you.
Yeah, we got it. We got it. We heard.
All right.
He definitely saw or heard a spaceship landing, right?
I don't think so, because the next time we see him, he seems kind of surprised. You know, he knows that Rey, so maybe he heard something and knew that somebody was coming, but figured they wouldn't climb all the way up, because why would they?
Yeah,
well, why would they be there if they weren't going to climb all the way up?
And she clearly caught him peeing.
Right.
That was the first thing I thought. Maybe it's just because I am a child. But that was the first thing I thought when I saw that scene, is he's just peeing off the edge of that cliff.
Right. Just like Beggar's Canyon back home.
Nice pull.
When they stopped to do, like Mos Eisley Spaceport, like that whole thing. I'm pretty sure
a
break.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have I told you, have I posited to you that, because I know you like the idea that the Force is like a much less, it's much less of what it has become, though. It's like all magic powers. Like, you thought it was more like mental and whatever. Mm-hmm. Watching A New Hope through the lens of there is no Force at all and Obi-Wan is just drunk is amazing.
Yeah.
Have we talked about this before?
I feel like I talked a lot about there being no Force, but I don't think we've talked about it together.
Yeah, but if there's no Force at all and Obi-Wan is just drunk, mm-hmm. a lot of that movie still works.
Yeah.
He's like stumbling around lost in the desert. Because when you see him, he is clearly stumbling lost. Like, his hood fell down over his face and his arms are flailing.
Hello. Yeah, like,
accidentally scares off the sand people. Either that or he's a mean drunk and they know that he cuts people's arms off because that happens in a bar later.
That's true.
Also, the first place he takes the kid is a bar.
Mm.
He's like, I have a grand adventure for you. There's a destiny but we gotta go to this bar.
You know,
what do you think about selling your car?
You gotta sell your speeder. because we're going to need a lot of money in this bar.
You know, the best place to find somebody to drive us somewhere is going to be a bar.
Well, geez, Obi-Wan, who'd you find to drive us? He's a drug smuggler. He lives in his truck with his dog.
This bear here says he has a friend who can drive.
Are you seeing that lizard creature too? Or is it just me?
And he just picks a fight with those guys. It just cuts someone's arm off with a sword.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The laser.
Does not mess around.
He's just a drunk old man. There is no force.
I guess once you get to Empire, it gets harder because then you have people levitating stuff. And
right.
That's when you have to start bringing the magnets in and everything.
Right.
But A New Hope kind of works up until Obi-Wan dissolves. And that could just be that he was drinking like weird alien and liquor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like they get to the they get to like the Imperial stronghold too. Like they're in this friggin' fortress. And they're like, don't worry. I totally know what to do. I got this. And just wanders off.
He was looking for the bar.
Yeah. If he's only pulling on those big handles on that thing because he thinks they're beer taps.
He thinks it's a tap.
It's a tap.
Wow.
There you go.
We're not going to get better than that. If you want to just end this episode there, I'm good.
Well, my last note was, what is Luke doing? So there we go. Peeing. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Because
answer,
he studied under Obi-Wan and he's just been standing there drinking the whole time. And he's got to pee.
He does kind of look like he's been drinking.
Mm.
I think the thala sirens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He feeds them like barley and hops and other things and it ferments in their stomach and then he drinks it.
Nice head on that one.
Farm boy. He knows how to use his animals for sustenance.
It's like a graphic shot of a teat for a Star Wars movie.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But we're not watching that movie. Yeah. Wait, so are you doing them in release order? So you're doing always. Rogue One next?
Always release order, yeah.
You want to come back for Rogue One?
Oh, yeah, man. If I could get some computer-generated Tarkin scenes, that's what I want.
Also note, that was not a formal invitation. That is not a binding contract. That was just me curious as to what scene you would like to do.
Nope, too late. I already wrote it down on my sloth calendar.
I should have said it first.
Oh, well, before you come back for Rogue One, is there any chance we can get you to come back tomorrow?
You know what? I think I can work it into my schedule.
All right. We know you're busy. You got.
I'm not.
You got to go appear on the TV. They still do it all live?
Yes, they always.
All right.
I spent most of today just counting my toes and counting again to make sure I was right. As I said before, I'm not Dr. Numbers. I'm not good at math.
Well, hopefully, if count off 24 hours or so.
Jeez.
Come back here. In the meantime, here's something that we don't plug too often. You know that this, well, if you're listening to it here, I'm sure you have a way of getting this podcast, but do you know that you can also listen to this podcast on Spotify?
That's weird. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Star Wars Minute on Spotify.
Do you guys have like? Do you have an Amazon Echo skill yet?
Sort of. It'll play through iHeart or something like that. So if you do, luckily I turned mine off just now. But if you were to say Alexa, play Star Wars Minute, I believe it would just say, "Here, should we try it right now?" Hang on.
What, Alexandra? Play
do it live.
Play the Star Wars show.
Hang on, we'll do it live. Watch this. Ready? This is going to cause an infinite loop, though, because it's going to start playing an episode of Star Wars Minute on Star Wars Minute.
Oh, my God.
Computer, play Star Wars Minute.
Patience can be checked. Conscience.
I don't know what it's doing. That's not Star Wars Minute.
Okay, let me try mine. Alexis, do a minute of Star Wars. It's not working.
No.
All right, let me try mine then. Okay. Alexa, play Star Wars, the latest episode of Star Wars Minute. I don't think mine's plugged in.
All right, let me try it one more time. Hang on.
Okay.
Hey, Alex, be one of the hosts of Star Wars Minute.
Star Wars Minute.
Star Wars.
Hey!